WAHKIM repeater wires X net will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires
X to America link room now.
This WAHKIM wires X connected to 21080. 64 nodes.
WAHKIM repeater
Eagle
Michigan PL 100 Hertz.
Testing 1 2 3. This is K3RH.
K3IH on America Link and going to the node here. This is K4BLX and hear you loud and clear.
Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock. This is the 444.275 repeater, WA8KIM.
CQ, CQ, all stations, this is KTH. We've got some equipment problems on the American Link room. Please stand by.
WA8KIM repeater.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is K3IH. Control for pretty much no wires on America Link. We've been delayed. We've got some equipment challenges at present time. We've got a good link on the America Link. And I'm not sure we've got a link to the FCS2-990, at least both ways. I think FCS2-90 is able to hear me, but going to ask W3PNY. It'll give me a radio check from FCS2-90, and I'll see if I can pick it up on America Link. K3IH. CQ, 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 all stations, this is K3IH, net control for the International Wires XNet on America Link. This is K3IH, presently using my node in the America Link room to call the net. FCS2-90 indicates it's only one way. There are people are hearing me, but I can't hear people going the other way. I've got a temporary set up with a crossband repeat that doesn't seem to be working like I expect it to. With that, we will start the net. Is there any emergency traffic? Okay. Is there any general announcements for the net? Okay, nothing heard. We've got an announcement here. On January 18th, 2017, we are going to have Yuli Altvater, of Deepwater Mini Fame, and he also runs Wireless Holdings LLC in Naples, Florida. He is of DB4 Mini Fame and runs the company in Florida, Spare Time. He is the president of the Amateur Radio Association of the Southwest Florida, and he is licensed as AG0X. Wireless Holdings is a startup in the digital radio world whose vision is to transform the ham radio industry to expand the reach of hams around the world. The products they make here in the United States is the DB4 Mini, the DB4 Home, the DB4 Mobile. This is your opportunity to submit questions for AG0X Yuli to answer on the 14th of January, AmericaLink.net. Questions will be accepted till Sunday night, the 8th of January. If your question is still listening for Julie's response on the net, and that's only because I'm not sure if we'll be able to get the questions answered in the given time frame, you will be given the opportunity to ask it and interact with AG0X, Julie, through proper net fashion and through net control. Please get your questions in early so they can be tabulated and organized. Send a text to K3IH at ARRL.net. Okay, this day in history, in 1999, the Panama Canal was turned over to Panama in accordance with the Torrijos-Carter treaties, officially hands over control of the Panama Canal, putting the strategic waterway into Panamanian hands for the first time. Crowds of Panamanians celebrated the transfer of the 50-mile canal, which links the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, and officially opened when the SS Archon sailed through on August 15, 1914. Since then, over 900 ships have used the canal. Let me give you a date there, 1799. We built it, but we turned it over in 1999. Okay, for radio rupture news, the National Parks on the Air tally stops, topped 1 million, and the last broadcast stopped already at 2359 UTC, and we're already into Sunday, past 0200 UTC. So, National Park on the Air, that event, which was a year long, is now over. Just ahead in radio sport is Kids Day, 2017, Saturday, January 7th, and Sunday, June 18th. Kids Day always runs from 1800 UTC through 2359 UTC. Operate as much or as little as you like.
W-A-H-K-I-M.
Here, ARRL offers an event to not promote amateur radio to our youth. Share the event with your kids or grandkids, a scout troop, a church, or the general public. Kids Day is designed to give on-the-air experience to people and hopefully foster interest in getting a license of their own. It's also intended to give older hens a chance to share their station and love amateur radio with their children. The details can be found on ARRL.org. The quote of the day is from Benjamin Franklin. Be at peace with your vices. Be at peace with your neighbors. And let every new year find you a better man. Benjamin Franklin. Okay, let's tell you the CS2 deputy is permanently reserved for AmericaLink round 21080 and runs on a full basis. Right now we are having pulled the bridge to that in Beaumont, Texas. There's a power outage and right now it is not up. Okay, for the net tonight is, what do you wish to do to progress in amateur radio this new year? Okay, before we start our check-ins, just want to wish everybody a new year and thanks for joining us tonight. Hope that this is going to be a time well spent for you. We got a power out there. They're actually getting on battery power right now for the Wires X America Link room. So hopefully the power will be restored. Or if we just disappear, you know what happened. With that, we're going to We're going to start our check-ins. We got early check-ins, WD4 and JV. He checked in and out. We have Eddie Dix, Ryan from Michigan. N3VGX, Marty from Swanton, Ohio. T4BOX, Mike from Jacksonville, Florida. Yankee Bravo Zero Alpha Zulu. Wudu, and he didn't tell us what city or state or country. We have N1KOH, Greg from Milford, Connecticut. And we have N1TOQ, Barry from Barrington, Rhode Island. At this time, we'd like to call for our short time mobile females or youth to check in. Check in. Come now, please. Okay, looks like, so we're out to NATDX, Ryan in Mount Clemens, Michigan. Ryan, I'd like to turn the time over to you to find out what plans that you have for progressing amateur radio in the near, where do you even? NATDX, this is K3IH, looking for your comments. Go ahead. Well, if he hasn't heard, we're going to move down the list to November 3, Victor Golf X-Ray, N3VGX, Marty in Swan, Ohio. Marty, I'd like to turn it over to you for your comments. Go ahead. Okay, I'm wondering if we might have a problem. I'm not aware of this K3IH. Need a radio check? WA3PNY or K4BOX, are you receiving me? Three wires X, over.
K3IH, this is K4BOX. I can hear you. You're a little spotty in and out, but I can understand everything that you're saying. K4BOX, back over to net control, K3IH.
Okay, so we're going down the list. Mike, you're up next. Do you have any comments for Annette? Go ahead.
Thanks, Gary. K3IH, K4BOX here. Well, the question I believe was how we would like the ham radio to progress for the new year. And I'm going to be a little bit biased here. I just received an open spot, and I hope one day this year that they'll be able to get one radio to run D-Star, DMR, and C4FM. They're almost there, still a little bit short of that height, but I'd be satisfied if that took place before the year end. And that's all I got, really. Thank you very much, Gary, and I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is K4BOX, back to K3IH.
Okay, thanks, Mike, for the comments, and appreciate that. It's kind of interesting here. I'm hearing that the crossband repeat is not working well at all over to FCS 2-90, so unless anybody says anything, I'm going to kill the crossband repeat that I was trying to do as an interim. With that, we're going to YB08Z, Wisnu. Wisnu, if you would please give us your city, your state, and your country, and any comments that you have for the net, over to you.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Okay, no response from YB0AZ. We'll go down to November 1, Kilo Oscar Hotel, N1KOH, Gray from Milford, Connecticut. Gray, do you have any comments for the net? Go ahead. This is K3IH Metro for the International Wires XNet. MetaLink is room 21080, and the net starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or 0:00 Sunday morning, universal. Depending on where you're in the world, it could be very, very much daylight by then. No response from N1KOH. Next up is N1TOQ, Barry, from Barrington, Rhode Island. Barry, if you're there, how about some comments for the net, Barry? Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Barry, and good evening to everybody else on the net. This is N1TOQ in Barrington, Rhode Island. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy and healthy new year. It's been a great year in 2016, and 2017, I've just been honing my skills in the different, the digital modes. And with your help, I'm sure that I'll be able to do that. We've got 45 degrees up here with a light rain. It doesn't look like we're going to have a light New Year's Eve, just like some never white Christmas, so I'm okay with that. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Thanks for everything you're doing. We'll talk to you during the week. This is N1TOQ back to Matt.
N1TOQ, well, Happy New Year, Barry. Good to hear from you, and I'm hoping that you're really enjoying your time. At this end of the year, golly, here we are on New Year's Eve. Barry, next up is K6CLA Clark from California. Over to you for your comments. The answer for the net is what kind of 2017 ideas do you have to progress in radio?
Are we calling a 6CLA? You cut out there just for a second. Well, I'm not sure if you were calling me or not. My name is Clark, K6CLA, and I'm here in Salinas, California, and pretty new to digital voice. I've done a lot of the digital modes on HF, but pretty new to this. So I'm learning a lot of stuff. I guess I was going to say that I had a goal for the ham radio for the coming year. It's to learn more about what's going on in the C4 FM and in general in the digital voice area. So, Happy New Year to everybody. K6CLA.
K6CLA, this is K3IH. Thanks for the comment, and come back to the America room often and learn etiquette and so on. Always remember, too, with voiceover IP, people going through the internet, that there is quite a delay. So the norm is to wait for 3 seconds or so after the last transmission. Key or mic, hold it down for a couple seconds before you talk. That will let everything synchronize. And then at the end of your QSO, you will end your speech and hold down the push to talk for a little bit after that, hesitating to let make sure that the end of your transmission is actually picked up, encoded, and sent over the internet. So hesitation before, hesitation after you talk. Wishing you a happy new year and a very prosperous 2017, Clark. K6CLA, this is K3IE. 7-3s to you. We're going to move on to November 6th, Lima, which is John in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. John, I think a lot of us would love to be in that beautiful country, and anxious to hear if you've got any things you've got on your mind to increase your radio progression. in 2017. So, John, if you're hearing me out there, we're going to turn it over to you for your comments.
Here is Kilo November 6, Lima, Lima, in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You got it right. And here's John. And, thanks for giving me a little space on the net there. What I'm doing new for amateur radio is I've been beating my head up against the wall working on this DR1X repeater and getting it linked on the internet, which I finally was able to do a few minutes into your net there. It turned out to be a silly audio driver that I got figured out. I think I've still got some tweaking to do, and hopefully I'm getting out there. And I'd like to say Happy New Year's in 7-3 to everybody out there, and look forward to seeing everybody or hearing everybody in the near future. We're working on linking Wyoming in general, which is a really low population state, and going from there. So I think there is already a Wyoming room, and I think there's just that one node, and then it's going to be this one here at some point, and who knows in the long run. Back to net control. This is KN6LL in Jackson, Wyoming.
Okay, John, apparently you're coming through on FM analog, and we caught your call sign real good there. Also, your audio level is a little low. There is a way to control the audio level via Wires X software on your node. Since you're coming analog, it needs to be boosted up there. I would suggest that probably about 65% if you're not already there. Your low, that be your the driver for your HRI USB audio driver. You want to take a look at those settings for that. John, if your call sign is Kilo November Slima, or is that your note, John? Go ahead.
Okay, the call sign is Kilo November 6 Lima Lima. That's Kilo November 6 Lima Lima. And I just turned it up a little bit. I'm not sure if I affected it or not, but maybe I did. And also, I'm getting confused between C4FM and DMR. When I get on DMR, they say I'm too loud. And so I'll have to tweak this a little bit to even that out a little bit. Back to net. KN6LL.
KN6LL, K3IH. Yeah, when you're talking DMR, you have to be digital. But right now, your node is on FM analog. So we're not picking up your radio. Usually, call sign or ID will show up. And, it isn't, which would only indicate that you must be transmitting on FM analog. But anyway, we're glad to have you checking into the net tonight, and wish you a Happy New Year and very prosperous 2017. Come back and visit often. Remember, the net is every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's good to have you. Next up, we've got KV9, KWT. Herman in Connersville, Indiana. Herman, you have comments for the net? Go ahead. Okay, this is K3IH. Looking for comments from Kilo Miner, Kilo Whiskey Papa. If you're out there and you have to make comments, turning it over to you. Okay, nothing heard there. We're going to start our check-ins international, and since
it is New Year's, and I'm not sure how many people are going to have. I'm going to call for any international caller that's digital to check in, and I'd like you to do it using the press-to-talk technique. If you will hold down your press-to-talk button for 2 to 3 seconds, we'll capture your call sign and radio ID on the wireless software and get you checked in that way. So if you're FM analog, stand by. I'll call you. We'll get the digital in first. So if you're digital and you're international and would like to check into the net, be on now.
KN6LL.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
0EIR testing, is the room still up? And 0EIR.
I'm hearing it loud and clear in New York State. And 0EIR, KB2, RSK, German, 4 plane, New York, go ahead.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I'm here in the net control here on SCS-290 here. I think he's lost the room, so that's why the delay in the net here. So stand by for a while in 0EIR.
Okay, Dave. K2RSK standing with.
Yeah? This is K6BLA. I still see his call sign in there, but I don't hear anything.
Yes, same my fellows. I'll get back to you as soon as I figure out what's going on. WA3PNY.
Well, maybe we should all sing a round of All My Anxiety while we're away.
Yeah, we could sing it in the key of CW. Hi, hi. Okay, Gary is having some problems, and we'll continue on with the net. I don't know where we were. I guess we got AB8RRR. John, I think, was next. I'm not sure if John already had a chance, but John, do you have any comments for the net? This is W83PNY.
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. I just set up my node today. My first name is John, go by Eric, in Coshocton, Ohio. Small town, you know, halfway between Columbus and Pennsylvania line, I guess. So I set this up and hope I got everything right. Not much else, I'm just going to sit back and listen. Thanks for letting me jump in here. I'll send it back to net control, maybe.
I will try Eric to check it in tonight, and congratulations on getting your node up and running. It sounds great. No problem at all. So looks like you did everything right. I also say Happy New Year to you and your family. Thanks again for checking in. Good to hear you tonight. I did get a couple of press-to-talk logins, so let me go to the first one that I have here on my list, the KB5EDB. I saw that call in the past. This is W83KY. Do you have any comments for the net? Well, let's see. KB5EDB. Any comments for the net? W83KY. Okay, not hearing anything. The last thing that Gary was trying to do was to see if we had any international callers. So let's put out a call for international callers again. Anybody outside the United States would like to check into the net, please come now. W83PY. Okay, not hearing anybody. Let's go on and
specifically, let's go to North America and any Canadian stations like to check into the net. Please call now, VA3PNY. looks like we're having some technical problems, but we're also having a lack of people out there, which is understandable. It is, after all, New Year's Eve. Let's go ahead. We'll do east of the Mississippi, and we'll do domestic calls. Anybody east of the Mississippi? This is WA3PNY.
This is Kilo 4, Mike Juliet Fox, Lenore City, Tennessee. Mike, Indigo Kilo Echo.
This is Kilo Bravo 2, Romeo Sierra Kilo. Kilo Bravo. This is Benjamin, upstate New York.
Alright, well, we've got the two stations. K4MJF, that's Mike, and KB2RSA, Jim. So, let's go to the top of the list and see what Mike has for us. K4MJF, this is WA3PNY. Do you have any comments for the net?
Yes, good evening to all, and Happy New Year to everyone that's listening. I hope everyone's having a good evening, and is ready for 2017. See what 2017 has in store for all of us. I hope it's all good. I do have one thing I want to send you, at least for myself anyway, in 2017. I want to be able to get into more into the HF side of amateur radio. I've been a ham since January of 2016. I've got my technician's class, looking to upgrade into my general class. So, like I said, I'm looking into getting into the HF side of amateur radio and exploring it. I have been had my node, Wires X node, running since October of 2016, and then really enjoyed it, being able to make all the different contacts and everything and talking to everybody. It's been a lot of fun. So, at any rate, a Happy New Year to everyone. Good evening. God bless. And thank you very much, sir. Back to the net. K4MJF, Mike, Wilmer City, Tennessee. Good evening, sir.
Well, very fine, Mike. K4MJF. This is WA3PNY. I'm real fine, yeah, with the HF. I spend a lot of time on HF. Not as much as I'd like to, I guess, but some anyway. And, you know, the solar cycle is not in great shape. But, you know, if you're on there every day, you'll always find some place that has some propagation, usually anyway. It's not like it is when the sunspots are high. A little persistence and you can make it through. So, I would encourage you to do that. But, you said to get your general or your extra and get on HF. It's kind of on its back right now, but, it's going to be, in a few years, it's going to be coming back. So, now's the time to, get ready and get ready for the good times. There you go. Thanks for calling in tonight, Mike. Nice to hear you. We'll go on to our next check-in, which was KB2RSK. Jim, any comments for the net? WA3PNY.
WA3PNY, KB2RSK. Very good, Jeff. Thank you for taking your time out of the schedule tonight to run the net on the holiday. And your encouragement to Mike there in the amateur radio field. There's all facets of different modes and all different angles and areas to get into. I've been actually an operator since the age of 14, so 63 and going strong, and enjoy every minute and second of time that I am allowed to enjoy the hobby. If I do not come back to any of your questions or answers, it's because I'm taking care of my mother-in-law, which is a couple blocks up the road from me, and I occasionally have to go in and check in on her. But very good. Have a safe and prosperous New Year's to everyone on the net and to the listeners, and hope to meet everybody again in 2017. Back to you, Jeff, from KB2RSK in upstate New York, where it's 34 degrees.
I was fine, Jim. Yep, sounds like you're about the same as me. I became a ham in 1967, and, well, you can do the math. Anyway, very fine. Very fine indeed. Well, thanks for checking in tonight, and thanks for all that you do for your family. We'll go on to more check-ins from east of the Mississippi. Anybody else from east of the Mississippi like a check-in? Come now, WA3PO.
This is November 3, Charlie Alpha Lima Mobile, Cal in Lexington Park, Maryland.
Andrew CAL, Cal, mobile. We'll get you right away since you are mobile. How you doing tonight? Good to hear you. And any comments for the net? W3PNY.
WA3PNY, this is N3CAL mobile. Good evening, Jeff, and everybody that's on the net. Getting in there, mobile, we've been... haven't had a chance to get in here and listen, so thanks for picking us up. That was perfect timing. Want to wish everybody a happy year, and thank you and Gary and anyone else that's out there for running the net and being there. I hope everyone has a prosperous, safe, and happy new year, and hope to have some more opportunities there to get online and chat with everybody here in the near future. So.
This is N3CAL
Mobile. We'll be clear, and back to you, Jeff.
Real fine, Cal. Real fine indeed. Nice to hear you on tonight in the mobile. And give me a break here. Hi, are you coming in through the the Fusion link over on 2-90? Over.
WA3PNY 3CAL. Actually, I'm coming through my Wires X node. For some reason, I lost the link on 2-90. I don't seem to be connected, and I didn't have a chance to troubleshoot it, but I am copying you here on the Wires X side. So, 7-3s, and thanks again for picking us up. N3CAL, back to you.
Okay, we'll find Cal. Don't do too much checking because the link was down. Grant had a power failure, but I have gotten an indication that the power's back up again. But it may not have reestablished the link. Anyway, thanks for checking in. It's good to hear you. Let's see who we have east of the Mississippi just one more time, and then we're going to go to the other side. East of Mississippi, any check-in, WA3PNY.
C3, KTM, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
J4, Mike Victor, Clarksville, Indiana.
Okay, I picked up two that time. We have AC3ATM. And KJ4ZMV. So it's at the top of the list. KC3KTM in Philadelphia. W3PNY. Any comments for the net?
WA8KIM repeater.
No, just want to wish everybody out here on the net a happy new year and have a great year to come. And really enjoying this international on the Jeju. Radios.
Oh, real fine. Well, you sound great coming into the net. No problem at all. My location, by the way, is in Montgomery, Pennsylvania, which is about 40 to 50 miles south of Philadelphia. So we're kind of distant neighbors. Thanks for checking in this evening, and don't forget, we'll be on every Saturday at 9 o'clock Eastern. So come join us again. And our next check-in was KJ4ZMV. Any comments for that? WA3PL.
Good evening, Chief. You mentioned everybody on the net this evening. Name here is Terrence, Tango Echo, Romeo Romeo, Alpha Number November Charlie Echo, and the call again is KJ4 Little Mike Victor. Noted somewhere in Clarksville, Indiana. This is actually my first time checking into this net on the Fusion, so excited about this Fusion thing. Pretty good. Just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And be safe out there tonight. KJ4 is Zulu Mike Victor, back to net control.
Okay, real fine, Terrence. In Clarksville, Indiana. Very good. You sound real fine coming into the to that tonight. Thanks for checking in. And also want to wish you a Happy New Year. Hope everything goes fine in the year to come. All right, well, thanks. Thanks for everybody east of the net, east of the Mississippi. We'll go to the west of the Mississippi now and see who we can scare up. And of course, if anybody east of the Mississippi didn't have a chance to check in, we'll also check ins there. West of the Mississippi, any check ins? WA3PMY.
This is Whiskey Zero Zulu Zulu Sierra, Fred La Junta, Colorado.
Six, Papa Foxtrot, Juliet, Jim in San Jose, California.
Whiskey Bravo for Sierra, Juliet, November, North Texas.
Okay, I got it right here. We can try. Let's see. W0ZZF and N0EIR, WB6PFJ, WB4SJN, and W0DOK. Let's go to the top of the list and KC5WLS. Any comments for that? W3PF. Come on. We're looking for KC5WLF. That was just a key down. Let's see if he's if there's somebody out there. W3PNY. Okay. If they're there, maybe they'll come later. W0ZZS, Fred. Any comments for the net? W3PNY.
Okay. Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. W3PMY, W0ZZS, I'm confused on your call. I think it's Papa Mike Yankee, or is it Papa Mike Romeo? We'll get it whenever you come back. Anyway, good evening to you and everybody. Thank you for picking up the net. And we're running analog here. I'm talking to you, Triana. Bofang UV5R, and I've got my own node here in La Junta, Colorado. We had a repeater going, and we're going to get one back in again, but not quite yet. So I've got the, as far as I know, the only one that's on the air right at the moment in La Junta, unless there's another one. But anyway, just want to say good evening and copying everybody real fine. I'm really enjoying the Fusion Radio. I sat down the other night and spent all night making out QSL cards to everybody, so there's probably a bunch of you guys that got my new QSL cards, the ones that I've talked to. But anyway, part of the hobby I enjoy. I've been a ham since 1955. When I was 16 years old, got my driver's license the same year I got my ham radio ticket. So with the same call sign. How about that? So anyway, what else? We're running a FDM 100 node radio here, and just having a ball with it. It's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, the old HF band is sure been on a long skip. It isn't real good for a while, but anyway, we enjoy that also. So back to you there, Jeff, and once again, happy New Year to everybody, and everybody have a wonderful night. W3PMR W0ZZ Sugar, over.
Real fine, Fred. My call is Whiskey Eagle 3 Papa November Yankee, and I also have had this same call since 1967, so very good. Good to hear you, Fred. You sound good. And there are a few more analog notes out there. They all sound pretty good. Anyway, for checking in tonight, and Happy New Year. We'll go on to our next check-in, which was Press Talk, I think, is an N0EIR. Anybody close to that out there, WA3PMY?
Yeah, I'm pretty close to that. Hi, Jeff. Good evening to the net. N0EIR, Dave in Kansas City, Missouri. And accessing through SCS-003. Module 90, which I'm over here to check, and sure enough, it is up. Well, 00290 is down, 3 is up. So if anybody's listening and needs to hop in that way, it is working. So, aside from that, it's a clear night in Kansas City, about 30 degrees, and very nice New Year's Eve here. So Happy New Year's to everybody on the net from N0EIR.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
A real fine, Dave. N0EIR, W-A-3-P-N-Y. Yeah, I guess I'm better than I thought I was. I saw your call come in, and I wrote it down and went on, and I got it right. That's bad when you're surprised. Anyway, N0EIR, Dave, Kansas City, Missouri. Very fine. Thanks for checking in today. Happy New Year to you and your family. We'll launch to the next caller I have on my list, which is WB6PFJ. Jim, any comments for the net? WA3PMY.
This is WB6PFJ, Jim, San Jose, coming in on my own node, consisting of an FDM 400, and talking on an FT1DR, and want to wish everyone Happy New Year here. I guess it's getting close to that some places, beyond that. Outside looking for the New Year's comet that's supposedly near the moon, but just too many city lights here. So looking forward to in the future year, perhaps we'll see dual-band or multi-band rigs for the various modes be available, especially running into a lot of HDs in the car with the different modes. So looking forward to some future radios that have a multiplicity of nodes, or excuse me, of modes and bands. WB6PFJ.
We'll find you. WB6PFJ. Jim in San Jose, California, I have here on the list. Anyway, that's something that people have been talking about, and of course, Wireless Holdings is supposed to be coming out with something early this year, so that's exciting. So we'll look forward to that. But you're right, I currently have VR and Fusion and also D-Star in the car. So not only do I have a whole bunch of antennas, but I've got a whole bunch of in the car. And it's a small car, so it gets to be overcrowded. Well, thanks for the comments, and thanks for checking in this evening, Jim. And Happy New Year to you and yours. And we'll go on to our next check-in, which I have is WB4SJN. Robert, comments for the net, WA3PNY.
WA3PNY. Good evening, Jeff, WB4FJN. Just been listening, reading the mail here, trying to
figure out that I've got an HR 200, and I cannot for the life of me figure out how to get that thing to connect up to the internet. My main thing that I'm looking forward to here is to find somebody that can help me get this HRI 200 hooked up. I don't know what's going on and why it's not working, but I just can't connect with the internet, and I've got a 991, and I've used that. That's probably part of the problem. But I've understood that there are people with Usenet that have gotten the HR 200 to work. And I will hope that with all the folks listening this evening, maybe somebody on the net this evening knows everything there is to know about hooking up an HR 800. And I am good in QRZ. If we can find somebody that knows how to hook this cotton picking thing up, or how to get it through the computer, through the internet, and everything copacetic there, that would be my hope for 2017, is that I get my nose up and running. I'm going through a repeater now, a local repeater, which is actually about 60-something miles away from me, so I'm not really that I can connect with it, at least that way. So that's it from North Texas, from East Texas, Northeast Texas. And if there's anybody out there that is an expert on HRI 200, well, I sure would appreciate to hear from them. I would like to talk to them here, and maybe they can help me out there. So back to that. WA3PNY WB4SJN.
Real fine, Robert. WB4SJN from WA3PNY. That back end sometimes be a problem. It's hard sometimes to get through that. I'm not an expert, of course, but the two things that come to my mind is that when you install the software, you're going to be asked if you'd like to open up your firewall, make sure that you do open your firewall. And then the second thing is that you have to either have UDMC, I think that's what it's called, anyway, the automatic port opening, or you have to manually go into your router and you have open six port numbers. So that sometimes causes some difficulty. But there are several different ways of accomplishing that. So, but Robert is looking for anybody that can get in touch with him. He's good in QRZ, so if you could look him up, his call is WB4SJN, and shoot him off an email and make in touch with him and give him a hand with that. I'm sure there's people on the American Link that know how to do it. So thanks for checking in tonight, Robert. I hope that you get some help in getting on, getting your bill on. The 90 is not a problem. There's plenty of those being used. So it's just getting those ports open and making sure that we're all is passing. Anyway, we'll go on to our last check-in that I have on the list, which is W0DOK, Mike. Any comments for the net? WA3PMI.
W0DOK. Thank you. This is actually my first time on this net, and I hope I'm sounding okay. I too have an FT991 with an HRI 200, and I'm hoping that I have it configured properly. I was told the other day that I was messing up the whole room and I should get off, so I made some changes. I don't know. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I'm not screwing this up really too badly. Outside that, for the new year, I'd like to make a lot more high-frequency contacts. I got my general back in May, and I think I'd like to be able to do that besides getting this working properly. But outside of that, I think think that's about all I got. So
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, Mike. W-0-D-O-K, W-A-3-B-M-Y. Well, the audio is sounds good, but there's just very little of it. It's very low, but I think we were able to make most of it out. You might want to take a look in your Zephyr node, and you can view your audio adjustments, and perhaps you might be able to bump up your audio just a little bit up there, and that might help a little bit. Anyway, you made it in, and we have you checked in, and we thank you for checking in. The sounds like what you have is working, maybe just a little bit of tweak on it. Mike, thanks for checking in, and Happy New Year to you and yours for 2017. That's the end of my list, and so we'll open it up to any check-ins. West Mississippi or East Mississippi. Let's just open it up to anywhere in on the earth. Anybody wants to check in, WA3PNY.
Oh, well, since you're restricting it to the earth only, I guess I can check in again. I'm not sure if you have me down. I checked in before, but I think maybe you started a new list. But at any rate, this is K6 CLA in Salinas, California, Clark.
Yeah, real fine, K6 CLA. Yeah, we did have you on the list, trying to find where you were out here. But at any rate, yeah, right, there we go, Clark. Very fine, Clark in Salinas, California. No problem. Any comments there in the comments for the next WA3PMR.
I've been enjoying listening. This is the first ad I've listened to on this format, as far as the wires app. So it's been very interesting, and I've enjoyed it greatly. And you may hear from me again someday. But anyway, Happy New Year once again, and we'll talk to you later. K6CLA.
All right, Clark, real fine. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful night and a wonderful new year. 7 days from now, and we'll open up check-ins. Anybody anywhere. And, yeah, we're going to open it up to anybody on the earth. And if we have to, we'll go beyond the 3 p.m. on any check-ins. Well, we had one push talk. Check in, VE1RCC. Any comments for that? WA3PNY.
VE1RCC here in Truro, Nova Scotia here. Just want to wish everyone a Happy New Year from Nova Scotia here in Canada. I'm not sure if the beginning of the net you're asking, I think you are, what kind of aspirations we have for next year for ham radio-wise. I know that code is not as popular as it once was when I first got in the hobby in 1990. Is when I got my ticket. And I remember back then code was all over the place. And it seemed like it was less and less, so I procrastinated. Never really got never got proficient in code, and I'd wish to get it and start using it. It's like another language, and may as well take advantage of it. It's for us, and may as well continue on using that. Anyway, thanks for letting me in. Everyone have a good day. Name here is Ron, Romeo Oscar Bravo, 73, and Happy New Year's. Have a good RCC.
Well, thanks for that, Bob. And your aspirations for doing more of the code is something that I have myself. I keep looking at the key here, and I've got to get to that. Yeah. So I'm with you. I'm with you. Well, thanks for checking in. V1RCC, Bob, in Nova Scotia, Canada, WA3PNY. Any other check-ins anywhere, anybody, any place, W3PNY.
This is Kilo Echo 4, Golf, Juliet, Golf.
Okay, we picked up on KE4GJG from WA3PNY. Any comments for the net?
I'm on the net, and figured I'd give it a try. I'm on analog right now, and just got the 200 up and running there on the distance fusion repeater, and new to the net, and trying to get it to switch to digital mode and everything. Having some problems with it, but we'll figure it out. We got in wires X mode and everything. We just can't get the seem to get the digital work on it. But anyway, my name is Richard. I'm in southeastern Kentucky. And that's about all I got out here. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Okay, Richard, real fine. KE4GJG from WA3PY. Richard's in Kentucky. Yeah. As I said, you know, to Robert, there are people out here, I'm sure, that could give you a hand with that. So if you get on more after that, then, and whenever you get a chance, I'll just ask people, and I'm sure you'll be able to find somebody that can help you through that problem. But you know, I started out my node here with an analog node, and then I changed it over to digital. I had it on analog because there were a lot of people around me that had hands and we did not have the digital equipment. So I thought I'd give them a chance to kick the tires at least on analog. And we did that for a while and then changed it to digital. But the only thing that I really had to do was to change the cable and then, of course, change the setup from analog to digital, the transceiver setup. And it worked. So I'm hoping that it's going to be that easy for you also. Thanks, thanks, Richard, for checking in tonight. And Happy New Year to you. And don't forget, we're here every Saturday, so please come back and check in. Any other check-ins? Let's move on and see if we have any other check-ins. Any other check-ins for the WA3PNY?
WA8KIM repeater.
M2ATV from W3PNY. Any comments for the W3PNY? I didn't get any audio. Sounded like whispering in the background. Let's try it again. M2ATV. Any comments for that? B3PY.
Okay, M2ATV. Good evening, Jeff. Good evening to everybody on the net. Just wanted to wish everyone a happy new year, and thank you very much for hosting me here this evening. So 73, and again, a happy new year to everyone. Back to Night Control.
Okay, real fine. That time there was no problem at all. Nice and loud. Very good. Well, thanks for coming and checking in to the net. And don't forget, we're every Saturday, so you can join us next week. Anyway, 73, and happy new year to you. And we'll go move on to see if we have any other check-ins. Any other check-ins anywhere. Even interstellar, as long as you have a valid FCC license, WA3PNY.
WA3OFD.
Okay, we picked up one, WA3OFD. Richard, any comments for the net, W3DY?
Hi, Jeff. I just wanted to check in. I see that little trouble at the beginning with the power going down and all that, but I just wanted to get on, wish you a happy new year and everybody else on the net. And so I say basically, hello, you're practically my neighbor, Jeff. I'm up here in Barnesville, just 12 miles north west of Tampa. I think you're down there, Makunji. So just wanted to say Happy New Year, and everybody take care. This is W3OFA.
Real fine, Richard. Yeah, you're correct. We are just almost neighbors anyway. Real close. W3OFV, thanks for checking in, Richard, and don't forget we're here every Saturday, so please join us again. Happy New Year to you. So let's see if we have any more check-ins. WA3PNY. Okay, I didn't pick up any that time, so I guess that's the end for tonight's net. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who checked up at the net this evening. I apologize for the difficulties that we had during the net, but hopefully we were able to recover from that. I want to say 73 to everybody and wish everybody a Happy New Year. It's wonderful to be able to do that tonight. 73, and we'll catch you on again next week. Same place and same time. 9 o'clock Eastern, I think it's 2 o'clock Zulu. 7-3, Happy New Year to everyone. VA3PNY. Returning America Link to normal amateur use.
VA3PNY, this is KB2RSK with a question, Jeff.
Yeah, sure, Jim. What's the question? W3PNY.
So can you give me the call sign again of the operator that was looking for more info on the HRI 200 setup so I can send him an email over?
Yep, that was WB4FJN. That's Robert in Texas.
That's Juliet, Nancy. Foxtrot, Juliet, Nancy, Roger.
Now, let me give it to you phonetically. Whiskey Baker 4. It's not Foxtrot, it's F. F in, I think of as in Saul. Juliet November.
Bravo 4, Sierra, Juliet November.
Yep, exactly what you said.
Hey, Justin, thanks, Mike. And I'll shoot him off my email there. Maybe I can do a connection with him there.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks for the net tonight. And hello there, Mike. KB2RSK.
KBSK, K4BLX. Hello to you, sir. And I'm on my node. I had a few problems with it going up and down, but back on and running strong. So maybe I'll hit you up in a few minutes. K4BLX. Outstanding.
Okay,
this is coming at just want to remind everybody that we've got AG0X Yuli Altbenter from Wireless Holdings. He's going to be our guest speaker on the 14th of January and soliciting a batch of questions, so please send them to k3.net, K3IH.
WA3PNY W0DOK.
WA8KIF.
W0DOK, WA3PNY.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. I checked into my audio settings and I was wondering if this was a. If these settings that I just put together are any better or any worse, back to you.
No, I think it's a lot better. I think you did some good, over.
Okay, I appreciate that. Like I said, I've been knocking myself out over the last couple weeks trying to figure out this Wires S HRI 200 and how to put it, make it work with my my FT991, and I think maybe I got it now. So I appreciate you getting back to me, and thank you for the net. Have a good New Year, and hopefully we'll talk to you later. WA3PNY, W0DOK, and I'm clear.
Okay, Michael. I'm glad it's working better for you. It does sound a lot better. So whatever you've changed, I think you did it right. I don't think anybody will have a problem with the level that you're at right now. I think it's probably okay. We'll send this, and happy New Year to you, WA3PNY.
W0ZZS, KE0DNL. Nothing heard, KE0DNL.
KE0DNL, W0GOK.
How's it going, Doc? I sounded good, and you're connected. Everything's going well, huh?
I don't know what happened. I've been sitting here during the day today with the manual in front of me, going back over all the settings for the node, and I thought I would just get out on this net and see if it worked. And well, I'm told they can hear me, and I told them not offending anybody like the last time. I guess I'm doing okay. I hope I got it all set up right. I don't know. Back to you.
It sounds like you're doing just fine. And you're not offending anybody. There's millions of us out there, you know. So he can go hide in his closet or whatever he wants to do. But, yeah, you sound just fine, and you're making it, and you got your finger wrapped around it, and you're in a room, and you're using it, and I think that's awesome. Glad to turn you guys on to that kind of stuff, and maybe I'm not the only one or whatever, and SBT out there, and Colorado land with us, and there's another guy out here I was just calling out right in front of you as a W0ZZS sent me a QSL card, and I was going to thank him for that, but I heard you on here a little earlier. I'm glad you got it all rolling and everything's going all right.
Well, like I said in my email to you, I really appreciate that you took the time to walk me through this. I'm just amazed that I got it. I'm really thankful for your help. And by the way, you were the only one. You guys over there at K0DNL were the only bunch that were able to give me any help, and I appreciate that a lot. Back to you.
No, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure. You know, we've been talking about it for a few years. It slow rolls, and, you know, it takes time to get radios and buy stuff, and I understand that, and even on our end. And we're slow, but, you know, for anybody who needs the help, I'm willing to give it out. You know, we kind of throw it out there. We get on our local repeater here, and the 145... for anybody who doesn't know. it's pretty much shenanigans at nighttime with us. But we do throw out some of that technical talk on trying to get people hooked up with the radios or using them if they already have them. That's a big one right now. There's quite a few people around here, at least, that have those JSU radios and are capable of doing doing a lot more with them. Yeah, it does take a few more dollars, but, you know, the interest is getting bigger around here, and I hope it keeps getting bigger.
Well, now that I've got this working, I'm going to spend a little bit more time out here and check some of the other rooms and some of this worldwide stuff and see what we got cooking. Again, I thank you. I got a piece of chocolate cake, call him name, so I want to get to that. So you have a happy new year, and we will catch you on the air here at some point again, I'm sure. Have a good one. W0DOK, I'm standing by.
W-A-8-K.
Have a good one. K-E-0-D-N-L. And, yeah, I mean, you're talking with people all over the world right now, and it's kind of like we're here 2 meter locally. Just that easy. It took a little bit of work, a couple weeks, but you got it, man. Good for you. And Happy New Year, and go on right there, and Happy New Year to everybody else out here on the link.
Dan 6LL, Jackson, Wyoming.
Jackson, Wyoming. Or Denver, Colorado.
Good deal in Denver. So you're not too far from us there. I've been just new getting this link set up and whatnot. I had to play with my deal, and I was wondering how is it still quiet, or is it at a better level now, or is it up?
I didn't hear you earlier or anything like that, but you sound just fine to me. I didn't have to adjust my volume or anything to pick you up. You know, I am sitting in my house. It's quiet, but you sound just fine. Nothing in the background. All that good stuff.
Got some reports about that my audio is really, really low, which after listening to some of the other new folks out there, it seems like that's the first thing that happens.
You know, I don't know how my audio is. I've never asked, but I have a loud voice anyways, so people tell me. But, yeah, this is KE0DNL, and I'm I've been working on a repeater here, and I'll throw it out there while talking with you with some setup problems, but when I have it on digital mode, I get this really lagging connection. You know, I have a repeater here that's connected to the, you know, Wires X, and it lags a bunch. But when it's an analog, it's crystal, well, I don't want, you know, it's analog clear, and I can't figure it out. I don't know what to do.
KB2RSK, B4BLX here, in my room.
BLX, KB2RSK. Give me that number again, Mike. I'm on my FT2DR.
40114. 40114. See you there.
Roger, KB2RSK, QSY.
What's that? I think them folks were just making a quick check to so they could go meet somewhere else.
Well, they were doing just fine right here. I have no problem bouncing around. I could hold at least 20 conversations at once.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is your audio is just a little bit low, and those folks I was talking to me earlier, I got directed pretty quickly to where there is a place where you can adjust that. I don't have, I think it's in the view and adjust audio or
mess with it. Nobody's ever said anything yet, but that's cool. That's awesome. I think you sound just fine like you were asking earlier, so if I was mobile and I had the window open or something, it might take a little bit to turn it up, but, you know, I can reach over and turn the knob up. I think I'm okay with that.
It's a audio codec mixer setting, basically. So it doesn't really have anything to do with your radio mic gain. It's the digital setup within the WiresX software itself.
How does that sound? Any better? Oh, no, wrong setting here. Let me try this other one.
A little clearer. I think it's in the view menu at the very top. You go down and it has a audio setting. I'm not over there and I'm holding my 8-day-old in my chest right now. So, yeah, you put it on test and then you can talk and then adjust a little slider there to keep it up as high as you can without getting the red bars there at your basic talking voice level.
Okay, yeah, roger that. I turned it up a hair and just peeking out at right before red.
That's like a 400% improvement.
Oh, that's very awesome. Cool. I was at 80% and I turned it up to 90. So, 8-day-old, huh? Wow. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Just getting back to where I'm getting a little sleep and had to go back to work today and have to work again tomorrow, and that's just how it is. And well, she's just sleeping away right now on my chest.
Yeah, that's awesome. A little bit of time with the kiddo and back to work, yeah. It's not the coolest thing, but yeah. We all got to pay those bills, and cool. Well, I'm glad to talk with you here. I'll slow down on my end here and see if anybody else wants to jump in out there. And there's a lot of people listening. We call it sandbagging here in Colorado.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
But, yeah, I see a whole bunch of call sign blocks in the node window for sure. And 6LL, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Enjoying a little non-snow evening, which we've had a lot of snow in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, metro area here hasn't had a whole bunch. I mean, we've got our typical snow, but the mountains have been getting their fair share there.
Yeah, I haven't gone on and looked to see what the actual numbers were, but in the last 2 weeks, if I went and added it all up, it'd probably add up to pretty ridiculous.
Everybody couldn't hear anything.
And then eventually, what the last little thing that I had a problem with was the fact that the audio driver, audio codec for the HRA200 didn't install properly, and I just uninstalled it and did a hardware scan, and it found the correct driver. It installed some generic Microsoft driver before, and now it's good to go.
Well, that's awesome. At least you found the problem. Yeah, I don't know what my problem could be. You know, it sounds great on analog. I actually have to talk to you on analog on this right now. But I come through, I think, fine when I'm digital, going to you guys, you know. But on our end here, it, you know, it's like every other word, and it's real choppy. And when I have a mic or a speaker plugged into the HRI200 box, it's coming through fine. So from my computer to the HRI200, it's making it fine. Once it gets down to the repeater and then back out, you know, it hits the duplexer and antenna and transmits back out, it just doesn't make it. It's not full, I don't know how you want to say it. You just can't make anything out. Kind of, I don't know. It's been bugging me, I know that.
That would bug me, too. Yeah, the irony is I don't own a C4FM radio other than the repeater. And that's the next step. I wanted to get this all working first, and then once it's all working, then I'll get the C4FM working. And as far as radio on this side, there's a couple different radios out there I'm looking at, but I haven't decided for sure which one, but then there's some linking stuff that I'm interested in doing too. There's a DMR project going on out here, and I'm actually talking on a DMR radio right now in analog mode, and I'd like to get them both linked eventually, you know, for some of the emergency stuff, and go from there.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I know they can do it. I know you could do it. And, yeah, you could do D-Star and DMR and, you know, link those to the repeater directly. And then, you know, Echolink is on the side of that. But, the only thing with the digital that I'm having trouble with is, you know, I'm in a good location, not the best, but, for people to link up without having an HRA200, and they could use the repeater and move around rooms and all that cool stuff with their UC radios. But if it's not in digital mode, you cannot do that.
No, that's true. That's going to be what my long-term thing is here. And you know, this being a tourist destination, you know, we ought to get our fair share of folks coming out here that, you know, might want to use the repeater, and it's, you know, it's coordinated and everything else, so I don't have to worry about any of that. And, you know, the antenna's not where it's going to be permanently right now. It's still in setup mode. Now that I've got it set, then I'll be able to install the repeater where it's going to go permanently, and then the remote software so that I can still control everything I need to control from here without worrying about any of that stuff. So I got to take the repeater and the computer, and which is dedicated in the HRA200 and duplexer, and mount them. I already have a rack space location for it, and we'll see from there. The not sure on you know, it sounds like maybe what you're having might be a little problem with the duplexer. I'm not sure what type of duplexer you have, but I did notice once I installed my duplexer, as opposed to using two separated antennas, the receiver sensitivity actually is not quite as good as using two separate antennas.
Huh. That's good to know. I might change that back. I actually had the same setup, two separate antennas, you know, good amount apart in my lot here. I live in, you know, urban Denver, not the concrete jungle of Denver, but just outside of it, and I got a little bit of room, enough space to spread some antennas out. But I wonder if that is it, going through that duplexer. It just doesn't, it just slowed down, I don't know, you know, and it's making it to the HRI 200 box line. I thought it was my computer, but, you know, when you listen to the HRI 200, you can hear everything just fine. But from that box to the repeater and then out, somewhere it slows it way down. I don't know. Analog's fine. So you might be onto something there.
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed. Man, you know, I was thinking when I set this thing up originally, I set it up on low power, i.e. 5 watts, and I was pretty surprised at, you know, the reception I was getting with it. And then when I ran it through the duplexer, it shrunk my range just a little bit.
Huh. I'm going to check it out now. Now you got me interested. It's a little late tonight, obviously, but I'll work on that. You guys, are you running 2 meter up there or 440?
I'm running 440. I've got a 443-200 and input with the 448-200 output.
That's cool. Yeah. Not very many. You don't catch very many Wyoming hams, really. I travel up there. I do a bunch of work up there. Not all the time, but I have with my company quite a bit. And one of the big last places I was at was out of St. Clair. And I'm sure you know where that is. And then all that fun stuff at the refinery. But I drove and drove and drove through that state, you know, and called out on Simplex a bunch and could never get anybody. I only got a couple guys one time.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I've been out here for about 10 years now, and 2 meters is almost non-existent in Wyoming. Everything is 70 centimeters.
Why is that?
Well, yeah, I'm not real sure. I mean, keep in mind, we only have half a million people that live in the whole state, and it's a big darn state. But, yeah, there's just hardly any 2 meters. You know, I mean, we've got a 2 meter repeater here, and nobody uses it. Everybody accesses on 70 centimeter frequencies. There's a DMR repeater in Rollins there. That's 70 centimeters as well.
W-A-8-K-I-M repeater wires.
Rock Springs has a DMR repeater, also 70 centimeters.
X from America. Link room.